Good morning, everyone. Chris Moore here, the Frederick Golf Guy, your humble hacker of the fairway airwaves. Really excited to be back for year 14 of the Frederick Golf Guy on WFND, and glad to be joined again by my co-host, Bob Miller, as we look at everything golf in Frederick County and beyond. Coming up on today's show, we're going to Frederick County's busiest course. And this week in golf, a memorable Sunday at Augusta. We'll have all that and so much more coming up.
It's time for the Frederick Golf Guy, brought to you by GolfFrederickMD.com, by Barley & Hops, Maryland's first and only female-owned brewery, and by Potomac Legal for aggressive representation. Now, let's get ready to tee it up with the Frederick Golf Guy, Chris Moore.
You're going to beat me at golf?
This is Chris Moore, and welcome to the show. Earlier this week, we visited Clustered Spires Golf Club in Frederick and spoke with General Manager Scott Peterson.
This week's featured course is Clustered Spires Golf Club right here in Frederick. This Alt Clark design opened in 1992 and has continued to be one of the favorites of all the locals. And we're joined today by Scott Peterson, General Manager here at Clustered Spires. Scott, thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks for having me, Chris. We appreciate it.
Talk a little, Scott, about the course itself, the conditions, the history, anything you can to kind of tell people what a great layout this is.
Well, we pride ourselves on the condition of the course. It's very well maintained. Our superintendent is very well renowned, Bill Springerth. It's also a very alt-level golfer skill-friendly type course. We have back tees that challenge the low handicapper. And then we have forward tees that are amicable for the other higher skilled golfer or higher handicap golfer. The course is very flat, so it's walkable. We have a lot of people that walk here. And it's just, it's out there. It's what you see is what you get.
And I started playing this, actually 1992 was the year I moved to Frederick when this opened. So I've been playing it since it opened. And one of the things I know most about and remember about this course is it used to be kind of one of three fairways you can hit it in, and now with a lot of the trees that have grown in, it's really kind of changed the reputation, and you guys are well known as one of the best municipal courses in the entire state of Maryland.
We appreciate that, yes. The trees have gotten more mature, so you do have to kind of keep the ball in the same hole at least. But the fairways are wide, the rough is very forgiving. It's very player friendly. Yes,
it certainly is. And you also have a full service pro shop, restaurant, the whole deal. You can do anything here, Scott.
We do. We have every major manufacturer. We have a lot of specials as far as merchandise and clubs and balls going on all the time. And we cater to everyone. We have ladies apparel, kids, and for everyone else.
And I know that you've got you're by far the most popular course in Frederick by number of rounds. What I like here is what a great value it is that you give us.
That's true. We kind of pride ourselves again on our condition, and when you match that with our price, we think around here we are the best value.
And I know a lot of it is Billy, but one of the things that my guys all say to me is, I don't care if you're paying twice as much to go play one of those other courses. The greens at Clustered Spires are the best in the county.
The greens have always been great. They're very true. They tend to get very quick over the summer. And not too many flaws, not very bumpy.
Talk a little bit, Scott, about some of your big events of the year. You have, I know the couple of the favorites that I have are the ones that you have in the fall.
We do have we host the Frederick City Amateur this year. It's coming up. It's actually going to be our 24th year hosting that. We also signed an agreement with the Maryland State Golf Association. We are going to be hosting the Maryland State Amateur Pub Links Championship every other year for the next 12 years, and that starts this summer in July.
That's awesome, and I know one of the ones that I can actually play in because I'm so old is the Frederick City Senior Amateur.
That's true. This year will be our fifth year for that. Last year we had our largest turnout for that we've had. We had almost 140 players last year, and that's what we normally get for the regular city amateur.
It's such a great golf course. I love playing it, Scott. I enjoy spending time with you and your staff here. They take good care of not only me and my, but also, more importantly, my customers when they're coming in from both around here and out of state. Now I'm going to get out there and play a little bit, and we'll talk to you after the round.
Sounds good. Thanks for having us.
We're here at Clustered Spires. We're joined, as always, by my good friend Dwayne Withers. And we've skipped forward to the fifth hole, 519-yard, par 5, dogleg to the left. I'm telling you, this is one of the few par 5s on the course that it's very advantageous to not go for it in 3 and 2. Excuse me. It's not one you want to go for, Dwayne.
Absolutely. I agree, Chris. Most of the time, you want to take your 3-wood or your driver and aim a little right. There's a cart path there on the left-hand side that you can see, so you want to aim about 10 or 15 yards of that cart path and just hit it as hard as you want. The ball has a good run-out area on the right-hand side in case you have to happen to miss it. This hole's all about your second shot, giving yourself a chance with your third ball to find your way to this green and give yourself a chance for birdie.
It certainly is, and from... on your second shot, you want to be able to take a club that'll get you into anywhere from 120 to 100 yards in. After that point, it kind of narrows a little bit. And then when you get back out towards the green, it widens up a little bit more in order to be able to accept those third shots in. I'll tell you, when I'm inside 120 yards on my second shot, I feel like I've accomplished my goal.
Yeah, you can be
here.
Aggressive. You can go after it and give yourself a chance for birdie.
And it's a pretty wide open green here, depending on the pin placement. There used to be a trap over on the right-hand side that they've removed and is now just kind of a grass little bunker there. That makes it a little bit easier. If you miss to the left anywhere down on your second shot, there's a hazard that goes a good ways up there, so you want to keep it away from that.
Further, yep.
All right, let's hit some tee balls here. The 519-yard, par 5, fifth hole at Clustered Spire. All right, Dwayne, we've skipped forward now to the ninth hole. 364-yard, par 4, dogleg to the left. I'll tell you, this is a very difficult tee shot because what you really have to avoid is going to the left off the tee because it's either going to get into the hazard or a bunker.
I agree, Chris. My mistake and a lot of guys' mistake when we stand up on this tee box is we're so elevated that we think if we swing a little harder than we should, the ball will carry over that bunker and find its way into the fairway. When in fact, that swing a little bit harder usually ends up pulling the ball to the left. The ball either finds the bunker or it finds that hazard on the left-hand side. So, folks, take it down the right-hand side. There's a bunker there on the right-hand side that's a good aiming point. Play it a little bit left of that, and your ball will usually find the fairway.
It's certainly most important here is the tee ball, but your second shot, you may want to take just a little bit of an extra club because it does play uphill. And I'll tell you, one of the nicest changes that they made to this golf course about 5 years ago is when they put in that little stream that goes all the way up the left-hand side.
Beautiful.
Heading into the green. From about, I think it's about 100 yards out, and it's just gorgeous.
Absolutely.
We hit some tee shots here, the 364-yard, par 4 ninth hole at Clustered Spires.
We'll be right back for some more at Clustered Spires right after these short messages. Barley & Hops is Maryland's first and only female-owned brewery, combining a unique mix of award-winning craft beer, amazing food, regular happy hour specials, and live local music. New owner Lori Keough brings together the perfect blending of a remarkable brewmaster and executive chef, making Barley & Hops a destination beyond compare. Brewmaster Eric Gleason not only won the Controller's Cup, formerly called the Governor's Cup in 2016, but he also won 20 additional medals, including 7 golds. Executive Chef Jake Howard brings together comfort food and pub fare with his own signature stylings in a beer-centric manner. Additionally, Barley & Hops features free live local music every Wednesday and Friday nights. Located on Urbana Pike just in front of Target, go to their website at barleyandhops.net and like their Facebook page or give them a call, 301-668-5555. Barley & Hops. We all know legal problems can be a challenge. Allow David Kinderman and the staff at Potomac Legal the opportunity to provide advice and guidance to ensure an excellent result. Whether it be a traffic issue like a DUI or other criminal matters, they can help. and you should really be prepared for the unexpected before it's too late. Check out their website to better understand your constitutional rights and what to do and not do when stopped by a police officer. They can also help you understand your rights and obtain maximum compensation if you've been injured due to the negligence of another. Call David Kinderman of Potomac Legal at 301-762-7900. That's 301-762-7900. Or you can visit them on the web at potomac.legal. That's POTOMAC.LEGAL for aggressive representation.
Now back to Chris Moore, the Frederick Golf Guy, online at golffrederickmd.com.
And Garcia, yeah, just needs two putts to take the title.
Once and for all for Sergio.
Glenn Murray, his caddy. They're yelling Sergio.
We're back. Let's rejoin our visit to Clustered Spires Golf Club.
All right, Dwayne, we've skipped forward now to the 12th hole. 412-yard par 4 dog leg to the right, and I'll tell you, even though it's rated the number 7th hole on the on handicap, this is always about the toughest hole that I find at Clustered Spires.
Yeah, there's a huge water hazard on the right hand side. It will pick up your ball if you hit that fade or you don't hit your draw hard enough. It's a long carry over that. There's a bunker down on the left-hand side. That's my aiming spot every time. Even if I happen to hit it in the bunker, I've saved myself from having to drop outside that water hazard and try to hit my third shot into a very difficult green. So again, folks, aim down the left-hand side. Go ahead and take a good swat at it. Even if you find that bunker, no worries. You can usually get it close to the green and up and down for a chance for par.
And the biggest problem that most people have here is if they aim it down the center and then draw it a little bit, every yard that you draw is an extra yard that you've got to go back up the hill to this very difficult green.
Yeah, just go ahead and pull your hybrid out and give it a whack. If you get up close to that green again, it gives you your best chance for par.
I'll tell you, if I'm in inside 175 on this hole, I'm very happy to have an iron in as opposed to a 3-wood into a par 4. We're going to hit some tee balls here. The 412-yard par 4 12th hole at Clustered Spires. Okay, Dwayne, we've skipped forward now to the 16th hole. Signature hole here at Clustered Spires. Downhill, par 3, 207 yards. Ranked the 11th handicap hole. Other than 12, I find this one of the more difficult holes on the golf course to par.
Yeah, I mean, how many times do you have a 3-wood or a long hybrid in your hands on a par 3? The green itself falls off from the teeing area about 15 or 20 yards. So you can take your normal length club for the distance that you're up against. The ball will carry a little bit with the extra plateau that you're hitting off of. My miss here is short. There's a bunker on the left-hand side. There's a bunker on the right-hand side. So if I'm absolutely having to make a par, I'm going to take one less club, miss those bunkers, and take my chances with a chip and a putt.
Yeah, and the miss right here, the bunker on the right-hand side is a small bunker. The bunker on the left-hand side wraps all the way around towards the front of the green. Definitely want to miss that as well. Let's hit some tee shots here. The 207-yard par 3 16th hole, the signature hole here at Clustered Spires Golf Course.
We'll be back with This Week in Golf right after this. We all know legal problems can be a challenge. Allow David Kinderman and the staff at Potomac Legal the opportunity to provide advice and guidance to ensure an excellent result. Whether it be a traffic issue like a DUI or other criminal matters, they can help. And you should really be prepared for the unexpected before it's too late. Check out their website to better understand your constitutional rights and what to do and not do when stopped by a police officer. They can also help you understand your rights and obtain maximum compensation if you've been injured due to the negligence of another. Call David Kinderman of Potomac Legal at 301-762-7900. That's 301-762-7900. Or you can visit them on the web at potomac.legal. That's POTOMAC.LEGAL for aggressive representation. Barley and Hops is Maryland's first and only female-owned brewery, combining a unique mix of award-winning craft beer, amazing food, regular happy hour specials, and live local music. New owner Lori Keough brings together the perfect blending of a remarkable brewmaster and executive chef, making Barley and Hops a destination beyond compare. Brewmaster Eric Gleason not only won the Controller's Cup, formerly called the Governor's Cup in 2016, but he also won 20 additional medals, including 7 golds. Executive chef Jake Howard brings together comfort food and pub fare with his own signature stylings in a beer-centric manner. Additionally, Barley and Hops features free live local music every Wednesday and Friday nights. Located on Urbana Pike just in front of Target, go to their website at barleyandhops.net and like their Facebook page, or give them a call, 301-668-5555. Barley and Hops.
Now back to Chris Moore, the Frederick Golf Guy, online at golffrederickmd.com.
Think about all the times that hype for a big event led to a ho-hum result. You know it. Times like a Game 7 turns into a rout, or Super Bowl is more memorable for the commercials than the game. Well, last Sunday's final round of the Masters did live up to all the hype. A back nine on Sunday with many twists and turns, and a champion who deserved it all and more. Sergio Garcia defeated Justin Rose on the first playoff hole for his first major win on his 74th attempt. It was Garcia's 19th year at Augusta, and he sat in Butler Cabin for the first time since his very first time when he was low amateur and joined boyhood hero Jose Maria Olazabal, who won his second green jacket in 1999. Add in the fact that Sunday would have been Seve Ballesteros' 60th birthday, and you get a script that even Hollywood might find a bit unreal. Thursday started out with a bang as world number one Dustin Johnson had to withdraw after a fall at his rented home resulted in a back injury that probably needed only a couple of more days to allow him to start. The windy condition on Thursday kept scores high except for Charlie Hoffman, whose 7-under-65 left him 3 clear of the field. Rose looked to be in terrific shape with a 2-shot lead, and Garcia's tee shot on the par 5 13th under an azalea bush left of the fairway. Well, Sergio was able to get up and down for par, and Rose missed a 5-foot birdie attempt. What could have been a 2-shot swing or more stayed the same, and after he birdied 14 and eagled 15, Garcia and Rose were tied. Both went into the 18th tied at 9-under. When neither could convert makeable birdies, they went to a playoff, and Sergio sank a birdie for the win. Congrats to Sergio, who no longer has to carry that moniker of greatest to have never won a major. He was always a thorn in the side of U.S. players in the Ryder Cup competitions. Now we'll have to find someone else to rail on. How about Lee Westwood? This is Chris Moore, and that's This Week in Golf.
We're here with Flatfoot Sam Padel of the Educated Fool. Sam, who do we have this week at Barley and Hops?
This week at Barley and Hops, we have Willie the Chaperones doing rock and roll and rockabilly favorites. And then on Friday the 21st, Abigail Palmer and Eric Selby doing classical, Celtic, and indie rock classics.
That's Wednesday 6 to 9, Friday 7 to 10 at Barley and Hops.
Well, Bob, playing at Clustered Spire is always a fun thing. Early in the season, the course is in great shape. You know, when you've played a course like 150 times, like I've played Clustered Spires, you kind of know right off the bat where you want to try to hit your tee ball. You say, oh, I've been there before. You hit it a little bit to the right, and you go, yeah, it's fine over there. It opens up. It's fun, but I'll tell you, it can be a challenging course as well, too, especially that finish of the four horsemen of Clustered Spires, 15, 16, 17, 18.
Yeah, I was just sitting there going back, going, hold it, 16, at par 316 is a hole. I don't care. It's 220 yards, something like that, I think it is.
Well, when we were playing it the other day, it was all the way back, and it was playing like 2 1/4.
Yeah. So you look at that hole, and you're like, okay, I can make this. But, you know, it just never seems to get on the green from off the tee box when I hit it there. I don't know. I can hit anything from a 5-iron all the way up to, you know, a rescue club or even a 5 or 5 wood, and it's never going to make it on there. I don't know what – it's like there's a big net just kind of hits my ball and stops it and drops it. But that's a – yeah, and that par 5 before that's a really tough par 5, even though – there's really no danger in there. And we got a little woods on the left hand side, but you know, for the most part, it's straight. But it's a long hole. It's four horsemen's a good. A good analogy for those last four holes.
It's such a fun course to play. As I said, it is the busiest course in Frederick County by far, and I think part of that is, and one of the things that Scott and I were talking about earlier, it's just a great value. I mean, the conditions at that course for the price you pay, best value in Frederick County by far.
Yeah,
I think it's just really good, and I know that the city is. Wavered back and forth. Do we want to save it? Do we want to sell it? Do we want to save it? Do we want to sell it? Hopefully, they'll understand what a true gem they have and say, let's keep this and let's upgrade it a little bit. And because we get people to come in, I've groups that come in from Philadelphia, other parts of Pennsylvania, and after they played Clustered Spires for the first time, they say, oh, keep this in the rotation. It's a great course. It's a little bit less of a challenge than, say, a Maryland National or a Musket Ridge. But I think the value that you're getting for the price, I think the greens are as good.
Yeah, I think that's a great course that if you got people coming in and you take them to these courses that may be a little more challenging and then you get to Clustered Spires, they walk away happy going, hey, you know what? Hey, that's a pretty good – I ended up great. You know, I got to come back here.
I think most people, they are under the impression that when they play good, they like things better.
So, oh, yeah.
If they score a little bit better, they're going to like it a little bit better.
Well, of course, Clustered Spires also in the news the other day. On Thursday, we were talking about how the city is looking into giving city residents maybe a little bit of a break playing on just in conversation, but giving a break to city residents to play the course. So if you're a city resident, it might give you a little discount, somewhere between $1 and $10. So. A
couple bucks off doesn't hurt, huh?
I don't have a problem with it.
All right, Bob, the Masters on Sunday, and all weekend, but especially on Sunday. There's just something about the back nine on Sunday at Augusta. It's just kind of, you get nervous even though you're not playing. You're wondering about what's going to happen here. And you get the thing to me is that the two holes, 13 and 15, both of them, you can score three or you can score seven without any trouble at all. And that's, I think, what's so exciting about that is the aggressive players can go on there, go for the both of those greens in two, and if they're a little little short, end up in Ray's Creek, I think it is, right?
Mm-hmm.
Gosh, was that a fun thing. And congrats to Sergio.
Well, congrats to Sergio, but let's go back a couple of days because the drama started before the tournament really ever started, and that's Dustin Johnson falling in his stocking feet. Apparently his kids were coming home. It was raining or whatever, whatever the story is, and slipped and fell on just a three-step stairway in his rented apartment. Tried to make a go of it, but walked up to the tee box and said, yeah, can't do it.
Don't you feel bad for all those guys who picked him in pools?
Oh, yeah.
Well, maybe not. That's
well, you feel bad about it because you'd like to have somebody in there, and obviously we hope it's just a strain back, doesn't anything, because you know back issues in golfers seem to be the injury. Of course, we all know about Tiger's problems. You saw Justin Rose while he was on the tee. I think it was like 17. I think it was where he hit the ball, hit it hard, and then he went to go down to pick up the tee, and then he didn't do it. So you're like, uh-oh, what happened to his back? And he's fought back problems for a long time as well.
Yeah, and guys like Freddie Couples are renowned for playing through those type of things. It's like I said, it was a wonderful Masters. I loved the fact that Charlie Hoffman went out with a 65 on the first day in the most horrendous conditions. It was 30-40 mile an hour winds, and I think he's a West Texas boy, so he's used to that those winds.
You had a great leaderboard. I mean, some of the guys you were hoping to be there, Rory McIlroy, kind of made a little bit of a splash and he faded away. Phil was in it, and you're looking for Phil. You had Ricky Fowler who was doing well. I mean,
Jordan Spieth. They had Ricky and Jordan in the penultimate group there, and they just both kind of faded away early on, and it became a two-man race before even they took the turn to the back nine.
Yeah, so it was a great tournament. I think Augusta did a great job. Even the amateur had a pretty good round. And I mean, I like the fact that when he was in Butler Cabin, they said, "Hey, you going pro?" And he's like, "Yeah, I got a pretty good job. I'm okay with where I am right now." I'm thinking, really? But he goes, "I was." It was nice to see how I stacked up against the professionals, and I think he was 6 over par for the round, for the weekend, and which is pretty good at Augusta. I can't imagine they tried to really highlight the undulations and the levels of the topography of this golf course. He goes, you don't really know what it's like unless you play it.
And I know this, the guy who finished second, the only other amateur besides the guy who won, has one of the features that I know that you really like to rail on. That's Luck, the guy with the man bun.
No. Yes. Did you see my tweet?
I saw you. Cut I saw you made something.
It looked stupid. Yeah. It was sticking out the back of his head.
Man buns. I don't know about man buns. Well, great Masters. Looking forward to getting... the next one, the next big one is the Players, and let's face it, that's the fifth major, and we got that coming up next month, and then to the U.S. Open, and I think it's back to normal this year with no Olympics, you don't have the PGA 2 weeks after the Open Championship.
Yes,
so that'll be fun. Well, we are just opened up our golf league this week, Bob. Switched around a little bit so that now we're only doing it on Tuesday and Thursday. We still do have room, so if you're interested in finding out more information and you want to play on either Tuesday or Thursday, send an email to Chris at golffrederickmd.com.
That's a great value.
It's a great value, and we play some fantastic courses.
Yeah.
It's really some of the best. And as a part of that, every Thursday we will be bringing a listener with us. If you want to go to WFMD.com, you can register for that, and we'll try to start picking winners Thursdays when we record this for the following Thursday.
That's right,
and see how that goes. We also have a charity tournament focus here on the Frederick Golf Guy. If you have a tournament and you want us to talk about it on the air, send an email to Chris at golffrederickmd.com. Well, that's it for this week. I hope you enjoyed the show. I want to thank our sponsors, Barley and Hops and Potomac Legal. I also want to thank Dwayne Withers for his help on the course and a WFMD morning man, Bob Miller. Join us next week as we visit the courses in Frederick County and beyond. Have a great day on the course.